You are listening to Radio K-Rail College Radio. My name is Emma Chekroon, and right now you are tuned into a special off-the-record interview with local band Waxled. I am joined in studio today by Holly, Cody, Evan, and Joe. We have a nice full house right now.
Aaron.
Oh my gosh. So sorry. Definitely misread my handwriting on this one. But they are all in Waxled, and I think we're just going to get into the questions. So where are you all from, and what is it known for?
Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked.
Oh, you're going to shift this over to me? Okay. Well, we're from here. We're from the Twin Cities. What was the second part of the question?
What's
it known for? What,
the place we're here
like
right
flour
now?
Flour milling, you know?
Well, we can't say. Okay.
What are we known
the
for?
The U of M?
Fair
Does
enough.
That give me points?
The State Fair.
The State Fair.
Yes,
the State Fair is a very good one.
Mall of America.
Actually, St. Paul's known for that.
Stay out of this.
But when you're not from Minnesota, I think people just lump Minneapolis and St. Paul together.
They might as well be the same.
Well,
right?
It's the Twin Cities, so it just kind of like it's all the same.
Yeah, it
you know,
the edges, truly.
It's all Minnesota. It's all the greater north. All right, so what was the first show you ever saw? And you can go for the band or the venue, whichever one is easier for you to remember.
We'll definitely start on the other side of the...
Okay. I saw Panic at the Disco. I was 14. And I can't remember the venue, but I remember being super into it, but the show was so big, it was almost so overwhelming to, like, truly suck it in and enjoy it as a first show, but it was pretty good. It was brain-numbing, truly.
Aaron, lean into Holly's mic.
Okay, I can do that. The first show I ever went to was the Subhumans at the Triple Rock. And it was amazing, and it got me into punk rock, and here I am now, I guess. Yeah.
My first show was Chuck Berry, 1956, I think it was. He just released Johnny Be Good.
I was probably a little kid, and I saw my dad get on stage and play with a bunch of baby boomers or something. So.
That's a good
true
one, though.
Dad rock.
Yeah. True dad rock.
True dad. Which I love.
I know, you have a lot of diverse background there.
Very young and old people.
I don't know what you're talking about, Chuck Berry, 1950. That was yesterday, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. He's still releasing albums, I'm pretty sure.
Posthumously.
Yeah, we're going to do a split.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that kind of leads into the next question. Who's the most iconic Minnesotan musician or band for each of you, in your own opinion?
Mm. Yeah, these are tough on the spot.
I know, this is tough.
I would say the two bands from Minnesota that I've spent the most time listening to are the crust band Misery and the Greycoats.
For me, it's the Andrew Sisters.
Well, I just saw a really great show. I just saw Finesse, so mm-hmm. I danced my buns off. I loved it.
I would say, like, it would be the Replacements for one, and In Defense as another for, like, a local band.
Yeah, we have a lot of local artists that people kind of forget that are actually from here. And then, if you could go on tour with any band, they can be living, dead, still together, broken up, made up, fictional, whatever you please. Who would
Sex
they
Pistols.
Be?
Fellowship of the Ring? I don't know.
Is that a real band? Is that fictional?
Which
I actually have no idea. It's a serious question for Cody.
No, I have no idea who I'd go on tour with. I'd like to go on tour with the Cranes from Portsmouth, England. I listened to them a lot when I first started listening to music.
I'd have to say Elvis, because I'm basic.
Oh, Elvis.
I love Elvis.
Fantastic. How about you, Aaron?
I guess we got a British punk rock thing, because I do the Clash.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. Pistols and Clash, yeah. And who wins?
I was going to say, show with...
We're going to have a conversation about this.
I just imagine in, like, I can't remember what the old show was called, but after the music, and that was the moment when fighting began in the group, disagreement over the Clash versus the Sex Pistols.
That's what brings us down. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's a tough decision.
If we're divided by those two bands, then...
We're doing it right.
We're only really bringing us together.
Yeah, truly.
Truly.
Punk.
I'm more into the 90s Sex Pistols, you know.
Okay.
That live album was really from 96.
Sid Vicious's solo release, are
you?
Ghost solo release.
On Cleopatra Records. Yeah, right. No.
Awesome. And that kind of goes into our next question, which is a little repetitive, but it is our crowdsourced question. Who is your most iconic post-punk artist?
You guys are killing me.
I know. Can I?
All these.
I need time to think. I know.
Well, first off, what is post-punk again?
Yeah, please remind me because I don't really know.
Because I guess we get...
Well, you see, there's pre-punk before the punk gods, and then there was post-punk after...
That was punk after the decease of the punk gods.
After punk Jesus made his sacrifice for us.
Yes. Okay, I love it.
Amen.
Okay, so after punk Jesus made the sacrifice, let's see.
What year would that be?
What year would that be? This is so hard.
We're going to come back to this question.
I'm just going to hit a low bar here and say Depeche Mode, because I know that they might be somewhere between that, between Punk Jesus and Death of Punk Jesus, or after.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I won't forward the emails that criticize us for saying the wrong post-punk bands.
There's always some Reddit thing where I'm going
to
get called out.
That's synth pop.
Someone's going to call me on it.
Post-punk.
Temple's a pretty good band, and we're going to play with them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just pick something that's off the top of the head.
Next question.
Foam off your coffee. Just pick whatever.
Well, hopefully this will be a little easier because it's actually about your music and not other people's music.
We got this one, guys.
You've got it. I think
so. It's like Quiz Bowl.
I'll take our music for $500.
I'll take Wax Lead.
Daily Double.
Well, you all are still a relatively young band, not quite as old as Sex Pistols. So I'm kind of curious to how you all linked up and that.
Immediate silence.
Friendster.
Friendster. No, yeah. I don't remember.
It's kind of MySpace.
MySpace.
Actually,
me and Cody were in a band
together.
That's how I met him.
Yeah, our old band, Holly's bandmates thought I looked like a guitar player.
And Nosferatu.
So we had to ask if you play an instrument. So they got me on bass. And then Joe said that he would stand in the shadows for us. He didn't want to, take too much attention. And then Aaron is really punk rock, so we figured that was good enough.
We naturally fell into place as the band you see before you today.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I'm just curious, did you have a guitar when they thought you were a guitar player? Or
yeah, I told them that I owned a guitar, which I do, and I have an amp that I found in a dumpster, and I know how to play 10 chords, so... that makes a guitar person.
I mean, to be fair, though, at least someone didn't just look you in the eye and go, I see it. I see it within you. I see that.
We looked at the back of his head, and we're like, we see it within him from that angle.
His third eye opened, and you said yes.
Yeah, I mean.
next question.
Yeah. I mean, is that something that's FCC okay? Okay.
And then, so your latest available album is Husband, Lord, and Master. Is there any music you're producing right now that we can look forward to?
We're going to release a split 7-inch. It just went to have the lacquer cut at Rare Form Mastering in town.
Yeah.
And that'll be with... it's kind of to be announced, so I don't know how much we should say right now, but it'll be with a band on the East Coast that we're really excited about. And
which band is it?
We haven't officially announced it.
It's a secret until further notice. We will keep you posted.
We can't give Radio K an exclusive, can we?
Oh, you guys aren't paying us, so I don't know.
Yeah, and then we have a bunch of songs in the can for our second EP, and we're working on mixing those. We're actually, one song is not quite in the can. We're recording it tonight at Blumline Studios in Minneapolis. And we're also going to kind of record a song for my old band that'll be a collaboration between Wax Lead and that band, which I can't say on the radio.
I'll call it
Rooster Pliers. And if you imagine a different word for rooster,
or you just imagine
a
rooster,
yeah,
you're halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my old thrash band from Northfield, and it'll be really fun to kind of record that with Wax Lead, and then add the rest of the old band as we're sort of scattered to the winds.
You'll be seeing a lot more of our stuff coming in the next year, I think.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to getting these songs out and then maybe making a real LP.
Having some fresh stuff.
Love that. Is it going to sound in any way vastly different? Or I know you haven't released it or announced it yet, so I don't know how much you can tell me, but any themes or different things you're going for?
The Rooster Pliers one has definitely got a different energy.
Oh, it's a gem.
Yeah, the Rooster Pliers will be completely different, and thrash and punk. And the Split 7-inch is probably our most death rock song, and I don't know, it's a dangerous term.
We may have played it here last time we were here.
Yeah, I think we maybe played that last time here. And then the EP, it really covers a lot of ground. It's got some ambient stuff. It's got a piano love song. It's got like a really crunchy kind of blues song.
We cover a lot of different genres, so that's why post-punk is very confusing.
Yeah.
I think I always heard post-punk just as a like kind of the spam where you just take everything into one and you go, post-punk.
Yeah, it's all in that time frame and wasn't quite, maybe alternative, I don't know.
Well, this next question is kind of our little bonus off-the-wall kind of weird question. As if all of these questions were the most straight-laced in the first place, but so this next hypothetical is, if you were in a goth-off, what would be your goth weapon of choice?
Song-wise or like pair of shoes?
My belt buckle.
What was that one?
My laser shooting belt buckle.
Dang.
Is that
how am I supposed to come after that?
I would probably have a vampire cape with a really high collar, and I would smother people.
It would be the lisps. Wow, the lisps I get as speaking through my little plastic fangs.
Oh, now that wins so far.
Thank you.
Did you not do that? I don't even know what to say.
Yes.
No, you got.
It's because it's a very vague question.
Yeah. No, I have no idea how to answer this question. You really put me on the spot.
Yeah.
I'll answer for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is most goth to not even answer the question. Yeah. So
that is true. That's very accurate. I think the best thing we got when we were talking about it in the office was I believe it was a glass harmonica. So
wow.
Yeah, so you know.
That is very deep.
Mm-hmm.
Can the vampire see itself through the glass harmonica, or is that like a
It's not a reflection.
It's not a mirror harmonica.
See, it's it just spoke so much more goth talk. I like it.
Well, that was
I wasn't thinking goth. I was thinking like cowboy goth or something.
Cowboy goth.
The goth. Tumbleweeds of darkness.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, this has been Wax Lead live in our studio here at Radio K. You can see Holly, Cody, Aaron, and Joe all this weekend. Saturday at the Kitty Cat Club. It is a 21 plus show, but they also have music available online. For now, though, I think we're going to get back to the music right here at Radio K, Real College Radio.